Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, number 8. Our air date is Thursday, February 20th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the wonderful
Butter Pete.
She still hasn't kicked me out of the house. I'm pretty happy about that. This week, we have a very special guest. She's joining us from Virginia, Selah Campbell. Welcome to the show, Selah.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, we had some fun, you know, when we've told the story a little bit before on the show. We do a lot of our research online, whether we're watching YouTube videos or on TikTok or any of a number of other platforms, and happened to come across you one day playing one of your lives. And we'll talk about this as we get into the show a little bit. You do an awful lot with TikTok, but you're playing and we're going, wow, I really enjoy what she's doing and your sound and your abilities with all that. And so we just happened to reach out. And thought, well, what the heck, if we hear from her, great. 15 minutes after you're done playing, we get a message from you saying, yeah, I'd like to know more about the podcast. Let's have some fun with this. We really appreciate that, Selah.
You're so welcome.
So you've been doing this for a few years now. Tell us a little bit about how you got into music and kind of what got you doing what you're doing today.
Yeah, for sure. I started playing guitar when I was 5.
Oh, my.
I got a guitar for Christmas. It's all I wanted. I was so inspired by Dolly Parton, and she played the guitar. So my parents got me a guitar for my 5th birthday, and I started taking lessons. And I've always been singing. But after I learned guitar, I started performing when I was like 8 years old at little open mic nights and performances like that. And then by the time I was 12, I was performing all around where I'm from, Loudoun County, Virginia, and regionally around there, doing my own 3-hour shows and stuff like that. So I always love to sing, and it's really awesome. Where I'm from, we have such a lucrative area. There's so many places to play, so many breweries, wineries, so many different stages. So it really gave me the chance to practice and just play a ton. And it was, yeah. It was so fun. I still play there all the time.
Influenced by Dolly Parton, that's pretty impressive. You're going right to the top, as it were there. But what other influences? You know, if you're playing from such a young age, I would imagine you've taken in an awful lot during that period of time.
100%. Growing up, I always tell people this story. I used to sit on my back porch with my parents and my grandparents. And they would always play Hank Williams Jr., Waylon Jennings, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, David Allan Coe, all of those huge country names. And that's just what I was brought up on, and it's what I'm naturally so drawn to. So it was just like that. Like, I heard it, and I was just so attached to it. And that's just what I decided that I wanted to play on my own. So,
well, I'll tell you, that explains a lot. And I feel pretty good about my observation on this, because my notes here say old school country classic.
Oh,
and that's what I hear in your music. But that said, it's not a copy of the old school country classics. You've given it your own sound and a unique take on it, but you've stuck with the roots.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, when I started playing, I mean, that's just kind of what came out. I appreciate that you said it reminds you of old country, because that's my favorite thing in the entire world.
Yeah, it's real country.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we love it.
Yes.
You so much.
Well, your sound appeals to a wide variety, and we've seen that, again, I talk about a little of the research that we did and finding you, and you've got a number of videos up on YouTube, some of your live performances and the things that you've done there, and a couple in particular where there are crowd shots watching you on stage, and man, do you get the folks engaged.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, it's fun to see. It really is. So obviously you're drawing and appealing to a very broad audience.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, one of the songs that we've got scheduled for you tonight here is Yellow Flowers. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, what the backstory is on all of this?
Yeah, so it took me so long to start writing songs. And I wrote my first song. Someone actually gave me the exact date the other day, and I was just like, wow. I wrote my first song 2 years ago in February.
Oh, my.
So it's been like 2 years exactly since I started writing. And Yellow Flowers was my first song, but it was my second. And it just took me so long to get into writing. But once I started writing about things that were just so easy to write about. Like, they were real experiences, and especially with Yellow Flowers. That song is about my current boyfriend, who I actually met playing music. So I played music at his farm. And my point in saying that is I always write about things that I know very well. And so Yellow Flowers is just a classic country love song, and it's got pedal steel, and I think it's super cool, and I just love how it turned out. But it was my second song, and it's still probably one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
So what does your boyfriend think about it?
He loves it. He really does. He loves it. His mom loves it so much. His whole family loves it. When they come to see me play, I mean, they always, when I play it, you just see like their face light up, and they really love it. And it makes me so happy. Like, yeah. That's what the song's about. And I'm glad that they love it as much as I do.
Well, and does he in fact buy you yellow flowers?
He does.
Ah, that's wonderful.
It's yes. My mom actually, that's an interesting thing about me too. My mom will say stuff and she'll be like, you should write a song about that. And literally, he had brought me yellow flowers, and he always does. My favorite color is yellow, and I told him that. So every single bouquet of flowers he has ever bought me have been yellow flowers.
All right.
Yeah. And so my mom, he had like brought them to me, and he left, and I was like putting them in a vase. She was like, you should write a song about that. You should write a song called Yellow Flowers, because that's super unique. And I think I told her no. I was like, no, that would be a stupid idea. And then I went up to my room and I wrote the entire song within like 10 minutes. But yeah, so I love that one. And he likes it too. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Well, I think it's going to become one of the favorites for our audience as well. Let's give this a listen. Cela Campbell with Yellow Flowers.
Never let a stupid boy
know your biggest fan.
Thanks guys so much.
Yellow Flowers from Cela Campbell. And Cela, that song has one of my new favorite lines ever.
Oh, yeah?
When Daddy says, no boys before you're 40. I've got a daughter who's going through all that. No boys before you're 40.
He loves that line, too.
I bet he does.
He smiles every time I sing it, but it's hard for him to, you know, enforce that when
So great. Especially when your boy is buying you flowers. So okay.
He's buying me yellow flowers. Yeah.
So you've had an interesting role up to this point, some national notoriety, season 22 of American Idol. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, so I was on American Idol season 22, and it was really funny. I wasn't really planning on auditioning for American Idol, and it was during my senior year of high school, and my mom told me, like, the day before, she was like, hey, I signed you up to audition in front of an American Idol producer on Zoom for tomorrow. And I had nothing against it. I was like, oh, really cool. Okay. But I credit all to her because she found the link and she signed me up. She was like, you should try it. So I did. And I had my Zoom audition in front of the producer right before the first homecoming football game of my senior year. And the homecoming football game is such a big deal. So I was like, I'll do my audition. I'm going to the football game and that'll be that.
Yeah.
But I actually made it like through the audition. And then I had to do more, you know, stuff to prepare me to actually go to see the judges. Because you start with a producer audition. And then if they say yes, they send you off to audition in front of the judges. So I didn't go to the football game.
Oh, no.
Which is fine. I went on American Idol and it was so cool. And I got to audition in Luke Bryan's hometown, Leesburg, Georgia. And I got the golden ticket and it was so cool. I got a hug from Lionel Richie, which is just one of the most surreal moments in my entire life.
Yeah.
He's a living legend. They all are. But
yes.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. And yeah, I went to Hollywood. I met so many awesome people and it was just, it was a really cool experience.
What a great that is. That's something that you'll always keep with you too.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you've done all that, but you mentioned you've only been writing songs basically for 2 years now. What's your process? How does it come about as you're putting together a song like Yellow Roses?
Yeah, it kind of depends. With Yellow Flowers and a lot of the other songs I've written, it's just kind of spontaneous. Like I'll have the thought in my head and then I can write a song within 10 minutes. And that's just, honestly, there's really no method to the madness with that. I'll just be walking around and I'll randomly have an idea and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like I have to write all this down or else like I'm going to forget it.
Yeah.
So honestly, it just comes in like these huge blurts where I just like dump everything on a page. But recently I've been trying to force myself to sit down and really think of ideas and not just have like a spontaneous light bulb moment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's either it just all comes to me and I write it within 10 minutes or I have to sit down for like a solid hour and either start with a chord progression first to get me thinking about what the song should be about or starting with the lyrics. I basically do it every which way that you can. Yeah. And I wish I had a better method, but I really don't.
No, it's interesting to hear you say that because so many of the artists that we interview, that's the same story.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that have been at this for years that they've got a song that's been sitting on the shelf for 10 years.
Right.
And eventually it comes up to see the light of day.
Yeah.
But
right.
it can be, I've got a napkin and I write down the song and here's a hit, or it's going to be an effort until it gets to what you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think that's how most songwriters feel. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ones I've talked to, they also have those spontaneous moments where the whole song just comes to them. I find a lot that when I sit down to write a song, I'll usually write bits and pieces of songs and then I'll come back to it like the next day. And then all of a sudden I have new ideas for it. So it really is kind of a process when I sit down to brainstorm a bunch of ideas. But yeah, it just kind of happens every form. I write some in notebooks. I write some on napkins, some in my phone. It's just crazy, very unorganized, but
awesome.
Well, the next one that we've got queued up is One Track Mind. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Yeah, so One Track Mind was the first song I ever wrote. It was like the foot in the door, and then after that, I was able to write on my own. But I wrote this song with a very sweet lady who inspires me a lot. Her name is Juliana McDowell, and she lives in my hometown. And she is a Nashville recording artist, and she writes a ton. And I did some shows with her, and at that point, I was just playing cover songs, and she asked me, she was like, well, why haven't you written anything on your own? And I was honest. I was like, I'm too scared and I don't have anything to write about. At the time I was like 16 and, you know, I hadn't had like a terrible breakup or, you know, anything like that. So I was like, I don't have anything to write about. And she was like, you do. So I sat down with her for one day. I went to her house and we sat for a good like 4 or 5 hours, and she was just asking me all these questions because I was like refusing to like open up because I was like, she's gonna think like my ideas are dumb. But I told her, I was like, my parents always say I have a one-track mind because if I'm not focused on school or music, I'm not focused on anything else. Like, that's the only thing I focus on. She was like, well, that's your song right there, One-Track Mind. So we sat down and we wrote the song. But it was my first one. It's also the first song I ever recorded. But it's a cool story because I think it's good that it was my first song. I think it's the song that really sums up like my mindset and who I am and who inspired me. So, yeah.
Well, and the thing that I love about this song, too, is when we talk about your sound and your kind of old school classic country, this really encapsulates that for me. It really feels that way.
I think so too. I think it's a really fun, you know, like trains. It's really
cool. Well, you talk about sitting with your family on the porch and playing and listening to the music. That's what this is to me.
Exactly. And that's why it's so awesome. It literally sums up like my whole upbringing and like who inspires me and what I'm trying to do. It's just, I think it's the song that describes me out of all of them for sure.
I love it. Well, let's give this one a listen. Cela Campbell, One Track Mind.
Country classics in the air, George and
Wow.
I fell out of my seat because I'm like, where's my dancing shoes?
Oh my gosh.
Cela, what a voice. Just
thank you so much.
So strong. I love it. Yeah, that's I'm sitting in old honky tonk drinking a PBR listening to that one. That's just I love that.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to hear more.
Yes. Yes. So when we do our research, and we try and do our research on each of our guests, we dig as much as we can. And Quarter Pete was taking a look at your website. Well, Quarter Pete, go ahead and tell her what you're.
Well, now it makes sense as to why there's this beautiful quote on your website. So those we're going to find out in a minute where fans can reach you. But as soon as you get on your website, there's a quote by Dolly Parton. And I want to make sure I get this right. It says you'll never do a whole lot unless you're brave enough today.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. It makes sense now because I was going to ask you, like, what's the significance? Oh, well, that's why she, you know, and I love that. So fans, make sure that you check out, what's your website?
It's CelaCampbell.com.
Make sure you guys check that out. It's beautiful. And of course, your music is fantastic. And I can't wait to hear more. I really can't. I can't wait for the whole everything to come out.
Thank you so much.
And you do have some new music coming out soon, correct?
I do. Yes, I've been working on a bunch of stuff. So y'all can expect new music soon, which will be really exciting. And I'm so excited to share it with you all.
Well, and you all got all of our audience got a taste of what Cela Campbell can do tonight. I highly encourage you, if you are on TikTok, check her out, find her. Cela, you're there all the time. She plays live frequently, and it's a joy to be a part of that. You know how folks, you thumb through your things on TikTok. Cela comes up. Okay, phone down. We're watching for a while.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
Where else can people find you, Cela?
Yeah, so I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and if you at my website, CelaCampbell.com, and if you go on any of those social media platforms, I have a link tree that has everything.
Super.
But I'm the Cela Campbell on all my handles, and obviously you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, all the major streaming platforms. Yeah.
And you play a ton of live shows. I'm assuming that your calendar of events there can be found on your website. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll post on Instagram, and then they're always up to date on my website as well. So check either of those out.
Terrific. Well, I know people are going to be checking them out. We're looking forward. We're going to plan a trip to Virginia. We're going to get ourselves down there and hear you play too.
Love to see you guys.
Well, I want to be in the front row with the folks that I've seen on your videos having that kind of time, because it looks like it's an absolute blast.
Oh my goodness. I would love to see you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. Cela, thanks.
Hold on. You're going to have that Will Ferrell moment. You're going to have that Will Ferrell moment.
Yes, I am. I absolutely will. Cela, thank you so much for joining us tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. This was so fun.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yeah, so we have all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, is Tim Megan Jr.
All right. We're looking forward to talking with Tim. I think that's probably a wrap on our show tonight. Cela Campbell, one more time, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you guys so much.
If you know of another Cela Campbell, folks, that you want us to be talking to, drop us a line at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can find out everything we're doing at vehiclecitysound.com, our website there. We're on all the platforms. You know that. Tell your friends about us. Like and follow us, please. And enjoy everything that's going on. Enjoy the music that Cela's bringing to us. And hey, be good.